good in your division. What do you think your division does better than others?
No, I don't think maybe we try all the time to do everything and work for you.
And what does the Arvin need from us? More equipment, or what do you think that we could do more than we've done in the United States?
So I think the last couple of months, yesterday, there was one and big thing to improve.
Like in your division, would you like some artillery or vehicles, or you know, is there anything that you, as a division commander, see that you would like to have more than you've got?
The whole team.
You don't have any specific. How about the training of Arvin? I understand that it's been shortened, the training period.
Yes, it's like you have a short running period for the station. Now, not necessarily to have a long course.
Is this because you're a little bit short of men and you're trying to fill the ranks faster than before?
Yes, I'd like to organize many more new units to organize some many more units.
You should do it. Fill it faster, build up armor faster. And how big do you think Arvin should get? In other words, do you need another division? Another division for this corps?
Two
northern provinces.
Yes.
And what would you do with the extra division? Where would you put that?
No, I think that we have one more division to look at about the situation. The flexible. They can be invasion from the north and from the Laotian border.
At one time, General Westmoreland had hoped that the Arvin could take over the demilitarized zone. And I would think that since Tet, that situation has changed, so that you've got about all you can do. Is that true? You couldn't do anything more than you're doing, could you?
No, because as you know, the Hanoi next year, big invasion, and too many people in foreign cities.
And you have to stick pretty close to the cities to protect the cities? Since they've changed, from the woods and into the city.
We must look for both. We land the situation.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you have enough?
We don't have enough people.
To do both.
Right? To do both.
So for the moment, you've got to stick pretty close to the cities.
No, depends the situation. If I look for the road, today,
about more people to do much more than we're doing now. How do we win this war, General? If Hanoi keeps replacing everybody we kill, how do we force them into a peace? Stronger in what way?
Stronger in the whole South America. It should be stronger because now we don't have enough people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many men do you think it will take? Say we have 500,000 and you've got 500,000 roughly. It's going to take twice that number, you think?
One more division.
And that's about, how many men is that in your division strengths?
12,000.
That would make a big difference, right? But even with one more division, would you be able to do anything more on the DMZ? Or would that be more for down in this area?
More.
You could do more in the DMZ. Well, are these new fellows that Vice President Key announced, are they going to go into a new division, or are they still just replacements for those who lost?
Now we are trying to organize some new unit. For example, in the regiment of North, we will have one more battalion and one company for each battalion.
Yes.
And in the future, we will have one more regiment.
I see. But you're still a year away from a new division, is that right? At least a year, I guess. Because you have to make your replacements with a new man, plus these other ones. How many men did you lose in the 1st Division during Tet? How do you think the war is going? Do you think it's about even, Stephen, or we're way ahead, or how do you?
I think the situation will be heavy.
More fighting?
Yeah. More fighting, yeah.
And is either side ahead right now? Are both sides about even? Or are we ahead, do you think?
Sincerely, very hard to estimate the enemy situation in this area. It's so close to the DMZ and so close to the Laotian border. After 24 hours, the enemy situation can change because we can go down and back quickly.
What do you think they're trying to
but
do?
But now they have a strong profit. And they have a strong profit in policy.
What do you think they are trying to do up here in these two provinces?
I think that they will launch a big attack in these two provinces.
To try and occupy the cities?
Not the city, but they try to have a strong attack in this area, all over, not the city.
Well, what would they do then? Would they withdraw or try and hold, say, you think they might try and hold Wei, come in here again?
Maybe I can show you the manifest.
I interviewed a prisoner who said he was flown from North Vietnam to Cambodia. Is that true? Yeah, he was flown in an airplane from up here in North Vietnam down to Cambodia. Are they flying troops down?
They don't have enough to go to the important.
Oh, I see. An important
office. Some document and some they have to do it.
I see. I guess those are the losses you were going to.
Yesterday, from 26 March 1800 to 27 March 1800, we have three friendly enemy. Three killed, 10 wounded. Lost the weapon. He is missing the weapon.
I see.
For the enemy, for the air. Capture two. And we got 23 weapon. Including 14 cruisers.
I see. I was wondering about the Battle of Hue. I understood you lost half your division in the Battle of Hue.
No.
No.
From the
31st of December?
31st. Yes, the day started by
right.
Yesterday evening.
Right.
From the 31st of January to 27th March.
Right.
The kill for the we have 708 kill.
Is this your side or
Ireland?
That's your division. Is that your division?
No, the division 992.
I guess that's 500.
Oh, 592.
In your division.
And 2,632 wounded. 45 missing. 116, we lost 116 weapons.
Nice.
We killed 4,389. Capture 179, 7 surrender, and capture 1,415 weapons.
Now this is everybody or just your division?
The first division.
That's your division?
The 13th sector.
I see.
Wang Tui sector. All of these three under my command.
I see. So that's your division?
Yeah. For the division, we just have like this.
Right.
And for the DTA, Division Tactical Area, we have 700 and HQ.
Right.
2,914. 100 and could be received north of 123 watt ton.
But these are, this is all under your control, right?
Yeah, all my control.
So this is all the first division, right?
The first division.
Right, nice.
And till 5,705. Up to 436. 41 cylinder. And you get 2,035 watt ton. Within 389.
That's more than any other division in the Arvin, isn't it?
Yes, I think.
How do you account for your success?
I think that we try all the time.
Try all the time. Yeah. What's the full?
For the U.S. Allied Forces, for total is the two provinces, the Vietnam, the Allied Forces.
Oh, yeah.
The 11.
Fine, thank you. What is the full strength of the
for total, we have 3,538 watt ton.
All right, thank you. What is the full strength of your division when you're up to strength? How many men?
12,000.
12,000 in your division, too.
You like to look in the detail?
Pardon?
You like to have in the detail?
No, that's all right. 12,000 is close enough. Yeah. Do you think that our strategy is... Or your strategy is search and destroy? How would you describe the strategy that you're following, which led to this success?
I don't understand.
Well, are you following a search and destroy strategy yourself?
Yeah. Because you should look up, closely the situation and the VC movement. And we cannot control the entire area, but we look where they are.
And go ahead.
And want to go immediately.
Do you get any indication that the VC are trying to encourage the Arvin to defect, to turn against the South Vietnamese government? In other words, have they been concentrating on Arvin units to get them to turn themselves in? Do you see any emphasis on this?
And we just attack the Arvin.
Well, I mean, are they pushing extra hard against the Arvin to get them to turn around against their government? In other words, if they could lick the Arvin, then the United States would have to leave.
Yes, I get some information like this, but I don't think that.
You don't think, and you don't think there's any danger of the Arvin turning against the South Vietnamese government?
No.
Was it close in way? Did they almost win the enemy in the Battle of Way? I mean, could you have held out much longer than you did?
Said almost win the battle at Hue.
Did they come pretty close, the enemy?
In the citadel?
Yeah.
Oh. He sent the strong, very strong forces to attack the Hue city. 16 battalions.
16 battalions.
Almost two divisions.
Do you think they could ever take this place?
In the future?
Mm-hmm.
think they plan to attack again. But we do our best to destroy them or to prevent the attack.
On the Arvin itself, sir, are they improving the promotion practices and raising the pay? I mean, do you think that the Army is improving all the time?
About the promotion?
Yeah, promotion.
System.
Pay, right.
Yes, I think now they have a good promotion system, much better than before. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you see the Army life getting better all the time?
About the pay, the money. I think sincerely the soldier, I think they need it.
More money.
More money.
That would be your suggestion to improve.
But, no, that's my opinion because, as you know, they are very poor.
Yeah. So pay would be the big thing. More pay.
Sometimes the problem, if the soldier got pay, the proxy got higher.
Well, I think you've shown the way. You've shown that the Arvin can really do a job. And,
sincerely, we try all the time to do our best in this area.
It's paid off. Would you have any objection if I talked to Captain Luong?
Yeah.
That's it. He was
the battalion commander who provides security in the citadel.
Yes. Yeah. I thought I'd go talk to him too.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
All
right,
fine.
Could you execute this?
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you. Well, I enjoyed this, and I know that you probably think. Yeah, no, I just. I just play it back for fun.
Mr. Carroll, could you tell me how the war looks from your vantage point as a foreign correspondent who's been in battle a number of times, and give the benefit to us laymen over here who are safe from the gunfire? Are we winning or losing, sir?
We're winning big. We ought to have the VC on the run by tomorrow.
We could reach some kind of an agreement or a gentleman's understanding or something on the kind of things that you would consider sensitive and we might not figure it was sensitive. So just to tick off a few of the major items, as we understand it, this comes from officers and men, depending on what the situation was. They're getting ready to pull out of Quezon. Many units have been told to get ready so that they can leave within 48 hours notice. And the convoys will come up empty, and they were supposed to come in today. Actually, they were delayed from coming in yesterday. And start pulling the equipment out, and then within 5 days, as we were told, they're going to progressively blow up trenches. In fact, when we were there yesterday, they blew up some of the Arvin trenches. And then at the end of roughly 5 days, according to this master plan, they'll just demolish the whole thing if it keeps on schedule so that the enemy can't take advantage of it. And the rationale evidently is, well, you know, mission accomplished, we took care of that area, and now we're going to go on to something else. The enemy is whipped and in that vicinity, and so we'll defend it a different way. There's more than one way to defend Quezon. We pressed General Glick on this a little bit, and that's about all he would say. He didn't want to get any much beyond that. So,
we changed the signals. What I decided to do was not level the place to start over. We're going to leave a sufficient force to continue operations. Mm-hmm. And the operation is going to be different than if they're going to range out from the base. We're going back to what we were doing before. The enemy threw two divisions in there. He's got some forces in the area. Change the signals that people are going to be ready to move out. Not going to send all their gear back, except stuff to be prepared and so on. Now we got the road open, beat up trucks, radios, and stuff.
Yeah, right. There's quite a junkyard.
So we're going to send that back. I don't know what I'm going to do about the emplacements. Probably leave sufficient troops just in the immediate area, infiltrating. But I want the majority of the troops out of those holes on the offensive. And the defensive mentality, when you set those holes too long.
Right.
Nevertheless, should the enemy, of course, decide he wanted to do this operation all over again. Up there and sufficient for the kitchen to make sure they have a place to defend from. So we have an idea of what the enemy intends to do. The forces we originally had there are badly beaten by a combination of firepower and the attacks.
They were talking in terms of one battalion up there instead of the five or four or whatever.
No, I'm going to leave approximately the force we had up there to begin.
What was that?
The president never paid attention to my comments.
that gives you roughly 4,000, something like that. 35.
Yeah, we had 5 or 6,000. Of course, there's all kinds of odd lots around there. Mm-hmm. Air Force running a radar, Marine Air Wing running, you know, Air Force running a TACAN, I think it was. Marines running a GCA radar.
Say roughly the same number with this 5,000 that everybody was reporting at the time. But they, was there a former signal? Because we got guys saying we bought 5,000 pounds of explosives for the trenches and we're going to have B-52s come over. I mean, did you have that plan originally?
At first, I was going to blow up the places and stuff, but I think another week.
And the big change is from mobile offense to static defense. Is that roughly what the name of the game is now?
No, mobile defense. I just want to go up and fill up the holes in the ground that I have, but I can tell the enemy is coming. Because if they come back in two divisions, we might have to get in those holes in the ground.
Well, then once you blew the trenches up, you would have to abandon that hilltop, wouldn't you? I mean, you wouldn't just stay up there without defenses.
Well, what we had, we started out with a lot of battalion up there. They were well dug in. Then we had to increase the size of the force. The enemy moved their troops in. We put in just what we thought was enough to hold them with the firepower. And of course, that's as close as the sleepless nights.
Take what, another look in another week or another month?
I don't know.
And then if it looks like Charlie's really taken off, then you'll probably go through the master plan.
But it's a useful place to conduct these kind of operations, and we'll probably fix up here.
Now we
there's also there's other problems mixed into this which haven't been settled, and that is will the Brews move back into the area? They're free agents, and if there's not a lot of fighting, they'll probably pick up and walk back there. But then you may want to put some armored troops out there, RFDF types of district headquarters. None of this has been settled yet. So we're staying pretty fluid. I think there's no point in burning any bridges or anything I might need later.
Nice.
That's hard to dig.
When do you get a net gain? I mean, you have to go from whatever you had up there 3 months, 3 months previously, and you start to move Marines out immediately. I mean, do you have a net gain in mobile troops now, for instance, than you did 3 weeks ago? Or?
No. We're going to be just about the same as we were. But they won't all be sitting there under artillery now.
So up to 5,000 to 6,000, instead of having them all pinned in the wire, you'll have four 4,000 is a 5 or 6,000 pound. And that would restrict them though, wouldn't it, to the immediate area, because you don't have a lot of choppers up there to get them any great distance.
Well, we'll have to use choppers as required to pull them out from somewhere in, you know, where they're left to settle a mile. I think you set the place before it.
So it's going
sort of north and south.
Yeah. Oh, to the border, how long is it now? It's about 7 feet.
Yeah.
So same diameter of operation, roughly, 10-mile diameter of caisson still is going to be your area?
Well, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, well, but what I mean is you're not going to take them down to Way or something like that. They're going to be...
Oh, no, they're going to stay right there.
In that vicinity.
Operating that.
All the troops have the idea they're pulling out of there to die now. You know, maybe one time that was the idea, but you know, we get a lot of testimony that, yeah, we're going this week to Donghai. And will there be a rotation? Or is the same Marines you see up there now are going to stay there?
Well, I think the commander will look at them. I told him I want to see them rotated. I think the situation is such that we can.
Well, maybe that's what we saw some Marines pulling out of there. Maybe that's what's going on. We thought they were getting out of there.
Well, that's right. I'd like to completely switch battalions. The ones that have been up there, took that beating for 2 months, I'm trying to move them to another position. A different kind of warfare.
A good guess for us to say that that same size force will stay there at least a month or at least a week or at least a week.
Oh, it's going to stay and operate until some change in the situation. The enemy's completely left the area, why don't we change the situation? Right now, there's a lot of ammo around some enemy. Yesterday, we had a fight killed 100 of them.
Most of them go. Every intelligence briefing officer gives me a different explanation.
Well, I think they went off mostly across the border.
Back north? Well, west and north?
Well, back into Laos. That's the shortest way. And the artillery's there, still there. Some of them may have gone up the ridge lines to the northwest. Some may have gone to the south. They had routes by which they sort of moved in, so they may have, some of them may have gone back to where they came. The bigger bulk seemed to be along Route 9 when they came in. So a lot of them back up there too, and that's where I will see them.
Another big issue was how many enemy troops were there when the cab did come in, with some cab guys like Tolson estimating about 10,000 and some Marine officers thinking that it was only a fraction of that. Do you have any estimate of your own? How many enemy troops?
I don't know. I had 10,000, though. Mm-hmm. Started with two divisions in January. And in my opinion, the hard evidence is not really around on the field or anything. Along about the first part of March, I think one of the divisions essentially had enough. They were ordered back across the border.
That would be 325C.
Yeah,
right?
325 Charlie. And, 304 was left. I don't know just what casualties they took from all our bombing and so on. It's impossible to tell. Find a lot of bodies around. Still around. And we've pretty well hit two regiments. And at full strength, that would be 10,000. And plus all the artillerymen and all the
you're sick of answering this question, but we always get hung up on it. If the enemy effectively had us surrounded up there in Quezon, and therefore Quezon no longer was a blocking point for traffic south, north to south, and they were using trucks right onto the Laos. In fact, some intelligence guys claim they were driving their trucks right up to their guns. Then what purpose does Quezon assume? Unless maybe it's a tethered goat in there, or you have to stick in there and put paddles. I mean, if it doesn't block infiltration, what good was it doing?
Well, the cooperation of the enemy was tied up to the division. Might as well have been in Quan Tri or Hawaii. If they had been in Hawaii, that would have been no problem with it. I don't know why they were sitting around there. I mean, it stopped in progress. If you wanted to
you're doing differently if you had the choppers? In other words, if you had enough helicopters up there to go out around them and get them out of those trenches. We walked all along those enemy trenches, you know, they were right up to the wire, and it kind of didn't look like the old Marines of old, you know, that the enemy could get that close.
Well, we went out and knocked them off in the trenches with night raids and attacks of this kind. Contrary to what never stopped patrolling. And of course, we never stopped digging, but carefully pulling in the same place all day. Or you need one round going off, you dig like hell in the army in the world. And there's never been a military man sitting on the day. So we dug.
So you wouldn't do anything different. I mean, helicopters wouldn't have bought you anything, or there was no, it was better to do over again in the benefit of hindsight.
Well, no, what we had to, you couldn't operate out of there because of the aircraft fire and artillery fire, all we could do is resupply.
seem to be saying that
you wouldn't be able to operate against two divisions with four battalions. And make a decision about not to fight a firepower battle if they ever come after us. After the quick amount of casualties, we can't take the place. Then, should the issue become in doubt, we have contingency plans to pull people out, of course, and join the battle up there. It wasn't until I got enough forces up here, reinforcements, that I could actually free battalions necessary as long as it did, free to loosen up the area. Although we started attacking out of Quezon base, almost several days before the air cab moved into the southern ridges. The idea being that I had a feeling they sort of thinned out and softened up, and they had. We had to come out to the hilltop there for some one, and pretty good battle.
You know, is it conceivable that they pinned down more of us than we pinned down them? I mean, could they have not really had all those forces up there?
Well, they had two divisions. I mean, you couldn't patrol out more than 400 meters in any direction. They were there. Of course, it's not a small arms fire. They were there. All the intelligence showed that.
This includes people who were covertly from the divisions or knew about the divisions?
Everything. Everywhere we get intelligence. Blue tribesmen who were wandering around the area and prisoners. And we had a couple of guys give up as soon as they moved into position. Whether this was some sort of a ruse, I don't know. They had an attack plan. So maybe it was a ruse. Anyway, they gave up, identified the units, where they were, agreed exactly what they already had. Now, I think that about mid-February, a couple of battalions, I believe, may have moved away to Springfield. From that time on, instead of the first part of March, we pulled some back. I think that the feeling from the amount of incoming, what patrols run into, and this sort of thing, as well as DW, the result of moves and wandered to the area, some of them wander all the way from Lousy to our part of Vietnam. And then the
general have an option when an enemy surrounds you by two divisions, even if you thought that that hillside was not worth the real estate that you were holding. In other words, if you could have used those 5,000 to 6,000 troops better elsewhere. In this kind of a war, does it become a test of will, so you really don't have that option, or isn't that a factor?
Well, we made a deliberate decision. I recommended some of the Westmoreland improvement. Stay there.
Is it accurate to consider that
those people were not in on the kind of country that they could have been? They had to come up there, so they
Quezon in effect in that crucial period then kind of a tethered goat where you get the enemy attracted in and you chop him up if he tries to
turn it out, yeah. That's right. It's not the exact science.
Is this a case of mutual escalation? You had to match what they did with putting your own forces in, and if you had it to do all over, would you do anything different? Same way. And if you have to go back to that posture, say build up again.
Well, yeah, if I didn't have enough force to put all the force that's there, actually, you know, the forces you wanted, the bunch of problems, of course, they're just immediately engaged, people moving in and throw them out.
You have enough now, though.
I don't know. I've been trying it up there tomorrow.
When did you switch from the one to the other? Was that yesterday?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Got the word.
I see. So before yesterday it was blowed up, and yesterday you switched
before,
it around.
Before yesterday it was blowed up.
So that still may happen. It's plan A.
Well, we're not going to abandon the place, no.
But I mean, you may level it.
Clean it up. Yes, I don't know. That whole mess up there.
Yeah, sure. It's a junkyard.
Clean up what we can. So I don't know. Maybe the rats will not leave. Now the people are mostly not operating.
I don't know. There's an awful lot of food we saw up there.
Yeah.
Lying around.
General, our time is nearly up. Do you have any final questions you'd like to ask, John?
Yes, I'd like to get this straight. I may be boring you with questions on the same subject, but would it be accurate to say that within a matter of months or weeks, the base could be, the idea of this static position could be abandoned in favor of more mobile forces?
The airstrip will stay the same, but you may level the buildings and change the perimeter, is that?
Yeah, we might do that. We won't have the arm in there at this particular point. We'll have, they have about 1 battalion of Marines, plus the arm actually run around the perimeter, so this might make some change.
And you're not ruling out abandoning Quezon physically as the base now exists altogether if the enemy seems to have been flushed out of it? You're holding that option open.
Yeah, that's right. We don't know what their further reaction might be.
So certainly Quezon, we can say, is going to go under a distinct change, both physically and operationally. But where, how
right.
far that goes will depend on
the U.S. and Quezon stays.
Okay.
Right. I was going to say before we go, George has already, as I understand it, written a piece and sent it down to Saigon. With the request to hold until he got this list from you, and also to be sure, and I appreciate this on both of his part, that they don't divulge anything about future operations, or that they don't in any way jeopardize their accreditation standing here.
Well, I'd like to not mention too much about the air gap moving out of there or any of this sort of thing. So
Well, they announced that, General. They announced the air.